You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. All Saints Parish in Syracuse is working to help people develop a greater understanding for those living in poverty. They're hosting the Community Action Poverty Simulation on the 21st of this month. Participants will get the chance to walk in someone else's shoes by assigning them a role to play in a real family. Organizer Dale Avers went through the experience as part of a single-parent family.
I played the role of a 13-year-old, and my older sister had a baby and was trying to get an education and got in trouble with the wrong crowd. And the choices that that made my father have to do while he's trying to keep his job, my sister's trying to get to school.
The everyday tasks of paying bills, getting kids ready to go to school, and getting to work for those in poverty might raise people's empathy for the struggle. Facilitator Craig French hopes the experience makes people more tolerant of the complexities of the issues.
It's an opportunity to give folks a chance to move from the head to the heart so that we're not simply debating intellectually or philosophically or politically how to handle this crucial social situation, but what does it really mean to walk in somebody else's shoes?
He adds poverty creates separation and isolation, and Aver says it augments the separation between the haves and the have-nots.
It sucks a lot of energy out of the community, doesn't it? Poverty requires a lot of resources. Those are resources that can't go to really lifting up the entire community because we have to really focus on this very important group. It's tying one hand behind us because we can't work all together.
She notes that if people are going to act, it typically occurs within 2 weeks of the simulation. All Saints Parish will provide participants information on opportunities to become more involved in community organizations. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.